Chapter 26. Styles turns and looks at Deaton.
Talk to me. What do we do?
Deaton is just staring, his eyes so wide that they look almost comical in his face.
I don't.
Can we cut the threads?
Allison asks briskly. She's already focused on the picture that contains her father and Sheriff Stalinsky, and has a knife at the ready.
No, Deaton says. There'd be backlash. I'm not sure what would happen.
Styles points to Harris, sitting in the center of the circle, and says, How is that working?
It's clearly drawing on his life force to power the spell, Deaton says. I don't know how he would have been hooked up to do that, but there's no other explanation for what's going on.
Fuck it!
Styles goes to his hands and knees and starts crawling underneath the threads. He doesn't want to touch them if he can help it. When he gets over next to Harris, there's really only one space he can use to stand up in, a small gap in the threads that's large enough for him. Derek has shifted, but even in his wolf form, he's too tall to stand underneath the threads. He paces around on the outside of the web, snarling. Styles reaches out to try to pull the noose off Harris. The teacher's eyes flicker open, and he focuses on Styles, uncomprehending.
What's going on?
He asks, his voice cracking and wavering.
What's happening?
Quiet a minute, Styles says, as he grips the thickest braid of thread where it knots into the noose. Something like an electric shock goes up his arms. He almost stumbles, ripping his hands free as the threads try to burrow into them.
Jesus!
What? His father shouts. What is it?
When I touched it, it tried to grab hold of me, Styles calls back.
The others are about 20 feet away, but it feels like a mile, with a sea of red thread between them.
It's searching for more energy, Deaton explains. Be careful not to touch the threads. Even if you could, I don't think you'd be able to pull it off him. It's got its hooks in him too deep.
So we can't cut the threads, can't get Harris free, Styles says. It's self-sustaining, so even if we could find Stone and kill him, it wouldn't stop.
Fuck! There must be a way to stop it!
He stops as a horrible thought occurs to him.
If it's powered by Harris's life force, then...
He swivels to stare at Deaton. Deaton just stares back for a minute, then nods.
Yes, killing him is probably the only way to end the spell.
Styles starts to laugh, hysteria taking over. It's too perfect. All he needs to do to save Beacon Hills is kill the man who he hates most. And why not? Harris has made his life miserable. Harris helped kill Derek's family. He had just said to Gwen less than a week previous that he just wanted Harris to go away. Well, this would certainly fit the bill. With Harris dead, nobody would pursue his court case. There's no reason he shouldn't kill Harris. And at least half a dozen that he should. Does Stone think that this will stop him?
Styles, Sheriff Stalinsky says.
Styles, you can't.
But even his protests are weakened by the fact that he's white as a sheet, that Scott and Isaac are now holding him up. He can barely stand on his own.
Hey, Stone! Styles shouts at the rafters. He knows Stone is there, somewhere, watching him.
Is this the purity of a soul on edge? Do you think I'll flinch at putting a bullet in this miserable waste of space? Is that how you're going to beat me?
No reply comes, of course, but Styles wasn't expecting one. He pulls out his .38 and lets out a breath. Harris just stares up at him, tears starting down his cheeks.
You won't actually,
the teacher says. His voice rises in panic.
I don't understand. What's going on? What's happening to me?
Did you happen to meet a kind of average-looking guy today? Styles asks, checking to make sure a bullet is chambered.
Well, he put some kind of magical whammy on you, and now your life is powering this spell that's slowly killing everyone in Beacon Hills. And the only way we can stop it is to kill you.
But no!
Harris chokes the word out. There has to be another way.
There isn't another way, Styles says. Not in my world.
You can't take it off me? Harris asks desperately.
Maybe if we had a couple days, we could figure it out, Styles says. But we don't have time. We don't know what this spell is going to do. People could die. The pain could drive them crazy or give them heart attacks or something. There's no fucking time.
There has to be something, Harris screams.
Can we switch it out with some other power source? Sheriff Stilinski asks Deaton. Something that would burn out quickly?
If there is a way, I don't know, Deaton says. I've never seen anything like this before. The spell will eventually end. Maybe in a few hours when Harris runs out of energy, but...
But why wait? Chris says grimly. If he's going to die anyway.
Deaton merely nods.
What if we surrounded the whole building with mountain ash? Scott suggests. That would keep people outside from being affected, right?
Putting a mountain ash circle around a spell that's already in progress like this is like putting Mentos in a bottle of Coke and then screwing the lid back on. It'll bottle up and the pressure will just make it explode.
Styles takes a deep breath and presses the barrel of his gun against Harris's temple. But at the last minute, he makes the mistake of looking at Harris's face. The mixture of confusion, desperation, and stark terror makes his stomach churn. Harris is a bastard. It's true. It can't be denied. But he wasn't involved in this. He doesn't deserve this. Nobody deserves this. He's just an innocent pawn. There are reasons to kill him. Maybe even good reasons. But the reasons aren't good enough.
Oh, Jesus, Styles breathes out. I don't think I can.
Harris lets out a harsh sob of relief. Styles looks over at his pack helplessly, hands shaking as he lowers the gun. It would solve all his problems, but he can't do it. He's not sure why he can't do it, but he can't.
We've got to do something, Allison says, as her father's knees buckle and she starts to lower him to the ground, her voice shrill with panic.
Styles looks at the threads. He looks at his father. Then he says,
No, I think I...
Derek sees what he's planning to do an instant before he does it and shouts, Styles, no! But it's too late. Styles has grabbed the noose with both hands. The energy from the threads flare out and they burrow into his skin, flooding his body with pain easily as bad as he's had from wolfsbane poisoning and car accidents. He lets out a gasp, but then grits his teeth, pulling on the thread, on the magic, on the pain, pulling it out of Harris and into himself.
Like you said, Dad, he says, choking out the words. Just switch out the power source.
The magic much prefers his alpha sorcerer's soul to Harris's boring, ordinary one. It abandons the teacher completely, wrapping around Styles, nearly strangling him. He has to remember how to breathe. A moment later, Harris is just sitting there, freed, unmarked, uninjured. He looks up at Styles with a bewildered expression on his face. Then his eyes roll back in his head and he slumps sideways, out of the chair.
Someone get him out of here, Styles yells.
He sees Lydia and Erica crawling underneath the thread, grabbing Harris and dragging him away.
It's okay, he says, with confidence that he in no way feels. I've got this.
Because he's on the inside of the spell now, he can feel it, understand it. Magic isn't his specialty, sure, but this magic is using his own energy, and that's something he thinks he can control. He draws in a breath and pictures pulling the magic along with it. The feeling of jittery pain intensifies, but he's handling it. He's all right. Another breath.
What's he doing?
Sheriff Stilinski sounds dazed. Chris is getting back to his feet. It's Deaton who says, he's trying to pull the magic back through the web, out of the photographs,
and therefore out of the people. Is it working?
Yes, I feel okay now, Stilinski says. He looks over at Stiles and shouts,
What the hell? Do you have any idea what you're doing?
Little bit, Stiles responds.
Another breath. He pulls it in, tries to pack it away. It flares out and tries to escape his control. He can see the strands of thread starting to glow with the power, sees the way that light is seeping out of the photographs and back towards the center of the web.
Can't hold it long, he gasps.
Hold on, Deaton shouts. He takes a bag out of his jacket pocket and comes up with two entire handfuls of mountain ash. He just throws it into the air like it's confetti, but rather than coming down in a shower, it falls in a very specific pattern. It goes over Stiles' head and lands around him in a perfect circle. Only a few moments after it's touched the ground, Stiles loses control of the magic. He goes to his knees as it whirls and howls around him, but it's contained now. The threads inside the circle of ash whip wildly, but outside, they're dark and dormant.
Cut the threads, Deaton shouts. Now, while the power is contained.
Chris pulls out what looks like an entire butcher's collection of knives from the inside of his coat and tosses them to the nearest wolves. Allison has one of her own. They start frantically sawing away at the threads, which fall limp to the floor in their wake. Derek runs through a now empty section of the warehouse, over to where Stiles is trapped in the circle.
What are you doing? He shouts. What the hell is wrong with you?
I got this, Stiles pants. I got this.
You don't. You don't have anything, you stupid, self-sacrificing son of a bitch.
Hey, Stiles says. Ravager told me that Trevor had received the alpha power from his dying alpha, so I want you to be alpha after me, okay? You're gonna be awesome.
He meets Derek's gaze, sees the way that Derek has just frozen at these words, the desperate denial in his gaze.
But you can follow me if you want, okay? Just take care of the pack first. I know that you will. It's gonna be okay.
No!
Derek lunges forward, but Boyd and Isaac tackle him and pin him to the ground. They hold him down firmly, despite the fact that Isaac is letting out little wolf whines and Boyd is fighting not to shift. Stiles can hear all the wolves making frantic whimpering noises, can feel their distress and terror flooding down their bond. But all of it is dwarfed compared to what he feels from his Lupa.
No, Stiles, don't you dare die on me. Do you hear me? Don't you fucking dare!
Don't break the circle, Deaton shouts. Now that the threads are cut, the power could level the whole building.
Then do something, Derek screams at him. You useless bastard, just fucking do something. This whole time you've just been sitting on your ass talking about how your hands are tied. How can you do that now? You haven't given us any help. You haven't given us anything.
But of course, Stiles realizes, Deaton has given him something.
Oh, shit,
he breathes out and fishes the bullet out of his pocket.
I have a feeling this is gonna hurt like hell, he adds, and Derek's gaze flickers over to him as he starts wrapping loose threads around the bullet.
He doesn't know how this will work. He doesn't need to know how it will work. He just has to believe it will work. And he does believe that, because there's no way he's going to die in this circle. No way he's going to leave Derek. No way he's going to lose his pack. No way he's going to die to save Harris. And he slams both hands down on top of the bullet and lets all that power go. The sensation is completely unbelievable. Magic, Deaton has told him, is highly addictive. It's an incredible rush. He had believed him, had seen how it had affected Jackson, but had never stopped to think about how or why. But this feeling, is 100 times better than anything he could have imagined. This power flowing through him makes him feel like the strongest person in the world. It's something better than ecstasy, better than bliss, It makes him feel invincible, untouchable. And for the first time in years, maybe in forever, Styles is completely and utterly without fear. Then it's gone, and Styles blacks out. He comes to when he feels Derek shaking him. He knows it's Derek, because tears are splashing down onto his face. That's okay. He won't tell anyone. "Holy crap," he mumbles. "That was fucking awesome." "What just happened?" Sheriff Stilinski asks. There's a note of panic in his voice. Deaton, however, has regained his composure. "Styles, take a sip of this," he says, and then something is being pressed against Styles' mouth. He drinks it obediently. He can hear somebody screaming. It's kind of far away and muffled, and he's not sure who it is. He hopes they calm down soon. It's shrill and annoying. Derek is helping him sit up, cradling Styles against his shoulder. Whatever Deaton gives him, it's good. Kind of warm and spicy, and it burns all the way down. He's able to sit up and open his eyes. "Good shit," he says. "A little concoction of my own," Deaton says. "It'll keep you on your feet for the next... Here, take another swallow. Hour or two. After that, you're going to want to be somewhere with a lot of food and a lot of blankets. You're going to eat everything in sight, and then you're going to sleep." Styles gives a weak little laugh. "Sounds just like when I miss a dose of Adderall." Deaton looks at Derek and Sheriff Stilinski and says, "Don't be alarmed if he sleeps a couple days straight. That'd be normal, given the amount of magic he just channeled. Anything up to 48 hours wouldn't surprise me at all." "What is that fucking noise?" Derek asks, as he helps Styles to his feet and looks around the warehouse. Quietly, Deaton says, "It's stone. Styles reflected the spell back onto him, or channeled it back into him, I suppose, would be a more accurate way of putting it." Stilinski lets out a breath. "Let's go find him, then." It doesn't take long. Stone is crouched in the corner of the warehouse, behind where he's stashed all the shelving units and crates that used to be scattered all over the place. He's hugging his knees to his chest, rocking back and forth, occasionally banging his forehead into the wall. When they approach, he looks up and lets out a mad little giggle. It turns quickly into another scream, and he slams his face into the wall again. "What the fuck?" Derek breathes out. Deaton puts a hand on Styles' shoulder and squeezes. "That spell had enough pain and suffering to incapacitate an entire city of thousands of people. Styles put it all right back into one. There's no coming back from something like that." Styles swallows hard as Stone starts to laugh again. It's a terrible, awful sound, because he can hear the agony underneath. There's blood underneath his fingernails from where he's started to claw at his own arms and face. The laugh dissolves into a moan, then a strangled sob. Styles can't take his eyes off him. Not until he hears Chris behind him. The unmistakable noise of the hunter chambering around. Then he manages to look away. "Let me." "Styles, no," Sheriff Stilinski says. "Yes," Styles says. "This is mine to do. I'm the one who did this to him. I should be the one to take care of it." Chris studies him for a long moment with narrowed eyes. Then he nods and extends his pistol by the grip. "Use mine," he says. "That way, on the extremely unlikely chance his body is ever found, it won't come back to you." Styles nods and accepts the gun. It's heavier than his own. Or at least it feels heavier. He swallows hard. "Don't, Dad, don't watch, okay? I don't want you to see this." "Styles, I don't..." Stilinski starts. But then Chris has him by the shoulders and is steering him away. Stilinski casts one look over his shoulder before he's around the corner and out of sight. The rest of the pack trails after him, knowing that Styles doesn't need to be stared at. Only Deaton and Derek remain. Deaton hesitates, then says, You're doing the right thing, Styles. Before he, too, turns and walks away. Styles lets out a breath and raises the gun. Stone doesn't even seem to see it. He's staring at the wall, letting out hysterical little giggles, rocking back and forth. Styles puts the muzzle of the gun right at the nape of Stone's neck, and the sorcerer never reacts. Styles can feel his hands trembling. His arms feel weak and watery. Then Derek is there, his chest pressed against Styles' back, hands wrapping around Styles' wrists, bracing him, supporting him. Styles leans into him a little and lets Derek hold him up, and his shaking eases, and then stops. He closes his eyes for a moment, but just a moment, and then he opens them and pulls the trigger.